Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, 7:10, and now we discuss what types of food one may use for his Erev. And in fact, we're going to talk about three separate things. We're going to talk about the Shetufa Mavos, the Erev Techumen, remember that, going back a couple of prakim, and the Erev Chatzeros, all three things. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, B'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. You can use anything, meaning any type of food, for Erev. Now, the way the bartender learns here, this is referring to Erev Techumen, to setting your shvisa, makom shvisa for Shabbos. U'mishtatfin, the sheet of that's a shetufa mavos. Those, you can use any type of food, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach, excluding water and salt. Those are not considered to be significant foods. They don't reach the status of what's called mazon, things that sustain you. And no mention here explicitly up to now about the air of chatzeros, although Rebbe Eliezer, who this is now speaking, holds that for the, while he agrees it has to specifically be bread that you use to set up your Erev Chatzeros, the bread can even be sliced bread, pieces of bread, as opposed to a whole loaf of bread. Okay? Rabbi Yoshua Mer Kikar Hu Erev. Rabbi Yoshua disagrees regarding the Erev Chatzeros, and he holds it must be bread that is a whole loaf. People may not contribute pieces of bread. Afilu ma'afes sa'ah, even if the original loaf was gigantic, made out of a sa'ah worth of flour, a sa'ah 144 beitzim, you can imagine as being 12 liters roughly, you know, 3 gallons, that kind of, you know, six pack of 2 liter bottles. Even if that's how much flour you use to make this monstrous loaf, v'hu prusa, then you take a slice out of that, no. Ein ma'arvin ba, you can't use that as your erev chatzeros. On the flip side, kikar ba'isar, and most yourselves, including the Bavlians, we have it in front of us, and the older Mishnayos even, say kikar k'isar, if your loaf is the size of an isar coin, a little tiny, you know, a penny, size of a penny, whatever an isar is, v'hu shalem, provided that it's a whole loaf, even if it's a tiny little loaf, but it's a one whole loaf, ma'arvin ba, one could use that as the food he uses in his Erev Chatzeros. According to that approach of Rabbi Yeshua, yes, you can use tiny loaves, but then of course you need to have enough loaves in aggregate that reach the threshold of 1 gregarious per household or two meals worth for altogether for a lot of people living in that Chatzer. We said that it comes out l'chachil, it's being 8 beitzim of volume. So you have to have an aggregate of a lot of different loaves, small loaves. The halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The reason why we are makpid and only allow whole loaves when it comes to the Erev Chatzeros is we're concerned of eiva, of bickering, of neighbors fighting amongst one another. Because what will happen is everyone's supposed to contribute to the Erev. And then it's halacha, it's ma'akiv. People can't be makpid on someone else eating their contribution. Because the whole point is this is our collective food and our setting up sort of the symbolic collective home, which makes us like a consortium, which allows us to carry. So you're not allowed to mock on people eating your stuff, otherwise it's not part of the group, so it's yours privately, in which case you haven't got an Erev. Remember I said the Erev is this double entendre of both Ma'urav combining, and also, this is Rashi actually says this, both Ma'urav, that it's combining you, and also Lashon Arev, like pleasant, that it's a pleasant relationship. So we can't have bickering. Now, that's the din. The Shulchan Aruch, however, does paskin that if a single person is doing the contributing, and like let's say he's putting down food on behalf of everybody, like the Zechiah we had in a few Mishnayos ago, then there would be no problem with him using sliced bread or whatever it is, because no one's going to fight if he's doing all the economic contribution. Similarly, it's brought down, many of the have the custom of everyone contributing money or flour, which of course is incomplete, and then they bake it into a single large bread or purchase loaves of bread, whole loaves. That's also fine. No one's going to come to bicker. In any case, so that is the halacha, that when it comes to an Erev Tchumen and Erev Shituf for Mavui, you can use any food. There is a shaila about truffles and mushrooms, whatever, but in general, any food will do. And when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, you want specifically bread.